Welcome to Good News for Today. I'm Marty Sula, your host, President of American Church Services and Marty Sula Productions. This week and next week, we're privileged to have two Lutheran Missouri Synod pastors who are of the same family. Pastor Tim Nickel is a retired missionary from Kazatskan for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and was my pastor over 40 years ago. And his nephew is Pastor Jeff Nickel, who is the pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Clarence, New York. Pastor Nickel will be with us today in just a moment after these brief words.
If you have a problem at night going from one room to another in a dark hallway, stairways that could use illumination going up or down, or need a night light for any room, see your friends at Batteries Plus Bulbs and ask them about their new Mr. Beams Step deck light that lights up when anyone comes within a few feet of the sensitive bright LED light fixture that fits anywhere, offering a bright light to your darkened path. It can be used indoors or outdoors, is battery operated, fits in the palm of your hand, and even lasts up to 20 years. Call Ted and the pros at Batteries Plus Bulbs for your personal cell phone, iPhone, or domestic electrical or other energy needs. Their number is 267-583-3090. The number again is 267-583-3090. They're in the Fairless Hill Shopping Center, corner of Route 1 and Oxford Valley Road. Their hours are Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stop in today and walk in the light and not in the dark. People who know, come to AMCO of Bristol Levittown. Make an appointment today for our air conditioning tune-up, including a system inspection, leak check, and dye test if needed for $129.95. Simply call 215-949-1400. Call today.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. Thank God for you and for your presence today. To hear the second part of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, is a powerful offensive and defensive weapon in our arsenal that God has given us to live our life, to fight our battles, and allow Him to fight our battles for us. Isaiah 49, verse 2. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand He has concealed me, and He has also made me a select arrow. He has hidden me in His quiver. Isaiah is talking about the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, who is the Christ. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. He has made the mouth of Jesus Christ to become a sharp sword. And we who believe in Jesus Christ and He who lives His life in us, our mouth is also like a sharp sword. We can speak the same words that He uses to bring judgment and salvation. God put a sword in the mouth of Jesus to speak judgment and salvation. The same sword brings both judgment for unbelievers and salvation for believers. The sword, the Word of God, is always two-edged. There is no salvation without judgment, as there is no judgment without also salvation. For sin is judged always, and there's no sin that's ever not judged. But in that judgment of sin, there is salvation, for the sin that's in us is judged and condemned, and we are freed from sin. We are cleansed, we are purified, we are made righteous through the Word of God, as He gives it to us and judges our sin and proclaims salvation for us in His name and by His power, by His Word. This is a sword in the mouth, a sharp sword, a two-edged sword. Every single person ever born is condemned because of sin. The Word of God convicts all people of their sin. It convicts every single person. Not everyone hears that word, and not everyone who hears that word believes that word. But if we were to believe the Word of God, we would be convicted of our sin. We would repent. We would turn to Jesus and be saved. Everyone who believes shall be saved. Everyone who does not believe is condemned already. That's the Word of God that comes to convince us of sin and to convince us of judgment and to convince us of the righteousness of God. Everyone, then, therefore, needs the gospel. Everyone is condemned, and everyone needs the gospel to deliver from condemnation. For God did not send His Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. Whoever believes in the Son is not judged, but whoever does not believe has already been judged, because he has not believed in God's only Son. John 3, 17 and 18. The gospel message is life and death. He had just spoken the gospel in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then he says, God didn't send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. The word is not condemnation, but the word is salvation, because anyone who believes in the Son is not condemned. But if you don't believe, then you are condemned already, because you haven't believed. The word of God brings judgment upon sin, salvation to believers who are not condemned because of their sin, because they don't have any sin that has been taken away. The message of the gospel is life and death. Death to your sin, life to you. This is what the gospel says. The gospel brings that word of truth. Your sin is condemned. Your sin is judged. Your sin has been taken upon Jesus Christ on the cross justly, and Jesus is unjustly condemned to death for you. Therefore, you are forgiven, and you are saved, and you are redeemed, and now you are righteous. This is the gospel message, and this is salvation. And this is the word of God as a sword of the Spirit that brings both judgment and salvation. The two-edged sword. Apply the cross. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ to bring salvation and healing to yourself, and apply the cross. Apply the blood of Jesus to bring judgment on sin and eviction to the demons. The awesome power and authority that has been given by Jesus Christ to believers is to evict the demons who plague us. Evict the demons who lie to us and afflict us and to make us feel bad in all kinds of ways. Evict them with the word of God. Apply the word, almost any word of the Bible will apply if we apply in faith against all the evil that is against us. The word of God brings salvation and judgment at the same time. Evil is condemned. You, the person, are saved and forgiven. The Christian life is both a magnet and a deterrent. The Christian life, as we live our life, as Jesus lives his life through us, draws people to him, to God, or deters them from God, because our life is a witness of God's judgment and salvation as it gives out the word of God. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. Through you, through the believer, the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ is spread everywhere. You don't always know you're doing that, but you are. It goes on in verse 15, for we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. The believer in Jesus Christ, as he lives his life, is a fragrance and an aroma to those who are being saved, as a magnet to draw them in. But that aroma of Christ also becomes a stench to those who refuse to believe. Among those who are perishing, the aroma of our life is not a pleasant thing, because it's the aroma of the death of Christ. Go going on in verse 16 to explain that. To one, a fragrance from death to death. To the other, a fragrance from life to life. The fragrance of our life is given off in such a way that it will lead some to life and some to death. Some will be a magnet, to some it will be a magnet, and to some it will be a deterrent. Will push away, a repellent. It depends on the faith. That is the difference. Some will believe in Jesus, some will reject him. But our life is the one that does that. In other words, our life becomes the Word of God, the sword in our mouth, to reach others, and they will be drawn or repelled. Now, fragrance and aroma is a very subtle thing. It's an almost faint awareness to our senses whenever we are smelling an aroma or fragrance in a room or from a person. It can be almost indistinguishable. If we don't pay attention to it, we don't quite smell the fragrance. It can be a strong fragrance, which is not then usually very pleasant. But a slight fragrance can be a drawing, magnetizing thing, or it will repel us and turn people away. The Christian life, lived by Jesus Christ through us, becomes that fragrance which is either judgment or salvation. Through us spreads the fragrance. It is the aroma of Christ. This is the two-edged sword that divides, to judge some and to save others. Jesus says, this is what he's also about, Matthew 10, verse 34, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." The sword judges sin, destroys it, condemns it. The sword also forgives and saves. The same sword has two edges, one for judgment and one for salvation. It always cuts both ways. People who don't want to give up their sin will hear and smell the Word of God and reject it because they don't want to give up their sin. Those who are ready to give up their sin and find a better life will smell and hear the Word of God, and it will be a sweet fragrance of forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is the way that the Word of God works through you as a sharp sword in your mouth, as Jesus lives through you. Jesus did come to bring a sword because his good news divides people one from another, as it becomes to some a fragrance of life to life and a fragrance of death to death. This is what the Word of God does as a word of judgment and salvation. And as we use the sword in our life, the Word comes out of us like a fragrance, leading to life or leading to death. The Word is also for us as a weapon, a guard and a guide. As a guide, the Word lights our path and leads us on the best way to live. It keeps us from straying off the narrow path. When we get off the narrow way, there is danger. there is death, there is destruction. Keeping on the narrow way is really easy when we follow the light to our path, which is the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It lights my next step. It always keeps us on the path. When we forget the word, deny the word, don't read the word, neglect the word, we are going to be stumbling in the dark and may get off the path. Off the path is trouble. On the path is life, light, and salvation. Use the word as a guide to light the path and stay on the way. Use the word as a guard. The word shields and protects us. Staying in Psalm 119, the whole big long psalm is about the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. The word of God is a shield to protect us and to keep us from harm. A shield all around us, head to toe, top to bottom, and side to side. The shield surrounds us as a bubble. This is the word of God. It is also in Psalm 18, verse 30. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. The word of the Lord is a shield to protect us, to guard us, to keep us from the enemies that would destroy us. The obvious result or consequence for us is to want to get into the Word, to read the Word, to hear it, to study it, to learn it, to memorize it, to treasure it in our heart. And it will have powerful effects in our life. The effects which we enjoy, but we don't relate the cause and effect because we can't see that. How reading the Bible, studying His Word, how going to church to hear the word, how that affects our life in positive ways with positive benefits. We can't make that connection because we can't see the connection or the relationship between the cause, hearing the word, and the effect, having a protected, better life. We just have to believe God's word because God's word said that will happen. When you use the word, know the word, hear the word, you will be guided and guarded. Protection is guaranteed, however, only when we actually hear and do the word of God. It's not enough just to hear the word of God. Go to church, hear the word, and go out and eat breakfast. You also must keep that in your heart, but also do what the word said. And this is very clear by the words of Jesus. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and blew upon that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. You build your house by obeying the word. Doing it or not doing it means believing it and following through by repentance and by faith. Hearing the word of God and doing it. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Obeying the word, doing what it says, keeps the sword sharp. Satan does not flee or fear a dull club. Keep the sword sharp by doing what the word says. The more we do of the Word of God, the more blessings and benefits will come our way as consequences, as what God means for us and for our life to be when we hear and do what he says. The Word becomes all-powerful in our life. The Spirit of God, wields the sword. The Holy Spirit works in conjunction with the Word. Word and Spirit always go together. If they do not go together, there is no power, there is no help, there is no function. The Word without the Spirit is dead. Many people can read the whole Word of God, read the whole Bible, and without the Spirit leading them to Jesus Christ, there is no more value in the Bible than there is in Shakespeare or any other written word. It can be nice, but no power without the Spirit. The Spirit without the Word can be very misleading and deceptive to us because we're not guided in the right way, and the Spirit has nothing to use. He doesn't have the Word in his life to use it in our life, and we can be guided into what we think the Spirit is saying and doing to us and for us without the guidelines and the road that the Word gives us. The Holy Spirit only works with the Word, and the Holy Spirit works with the Word. He uses the sword to bring a blessing and to lead to repentance. Both the blessing and the repentance changes life. The Word of God changes our life because it brings repentance through the law and conviction of sin, and it brings blessing through the gospel and the believing in Jesus Christ and salvation and forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 describes how this is used by the Holy Spirit. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The sword of the Spirit is used by the Holy Spirit to bring a blessing, lead to repentance, and to divide the soul from the spirit. The soul is our self, our own mind, will, and emotions, all that makes up our personality and everything that we are. The spirit is something that God has created us, but died as soon as we sinned, as soon as we're born. The spirit is dead. There is a spirit within us where God is meant to live and rule and to be God in us. But that was dead, that lost, that was lost as soon as Adam sinned and as soon as we were born. We have lost that spirit. It is dead within us. It is made alive, reborn, born from above when we believe in Jesus Christ. Because that comes alive now and the spirit lives there. And from the Spirit and in the Spirit, he affects and works upon our soul to change our mind, our will, and our emotions to bring us to repentance and faith and a new life. We, without the Word, we will think that we know things, that we can do things, and that will come from our soul. And then we will become soulish or selfish or of the flesh. When we do things only in the flesh, we are doing things from the soul. But it's so similar, it feels like it might be the Spirit. The Spirit lives in our spirit to affect and work upon the soul. And it is in the soul that we have our consciousness affected by the Spirit living in our spirit. But we cannot know the difference. We cannot discern the difference between soul and spirit. So the Word of God must be used to divide the soul and the spirit. And that's why the Word of God is a sharp two-edged sword to pierce to the division of soul and spirit, to reveal the thoughts and intentions of the heart, to reveal to us and show us, this is from God, this is from you. This is of God, this is helpful, this is not, this leads to death, this is of the flesh. We cannot know that without the Word of God. We don't understand how it works. We can't understand this division of soul and spirit, but we need to be aware that it happens so that we will use the Word of God, we will study the Word of God, and we'll ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. God created us to rule and to have power. Power not over people, but over the enemies. The sword of the Spirit has great power, and He can use it for great good. We can use the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, for great good in our life. Power over the enemies and blessing to us and to our family and our friends. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Thank you for listening. God bless your time and God bless you. This is Tim Nickel at email address timritanickel@gmail.com. Thank you and God bless you. Amen.
Guy and his cheap transmission fluid.
Seriously? My dealership just checked the brakes.
We all know how it can be to go to the wrong place for car repair.
I can't believe that check engine light is on again.
So don't risk it. Take your car to the experts at AMCO. AAMCO.
Metro Diner, where the locals eat. Folks who know where to go year-round for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekly specials. They flocked to the Metro Diner that's been serving Lower Buck County since 2016. Metro Diner is located at 3630 Street Road in Bensalem. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. Takeout orders can be made by calling 215-261-7080. The number again is 215-261-7080. So whether you're getting ready for a Phillies or Eagles game, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, join the crowd in fun at the Metro Diner. Metro Diner, where the locals eat.
When you want to catch fish, wise folk know you get the best fishing spots from neighborhood fishermen. When it comes to your car and homeowner's insurance needs, you don't want to go fishing for an agent. If you need a good neighbor for your car or homeowner's insurance, do what the wise people do. Get a good neighbor like your State Farm insurance agent. In Philadelphia, that's Mark Ziegler. Call 215-753-1501 for friendly personal service and a review of all available discounts. Once again, that number for a free quote, 215-753-1501. Give Mark Ziegler, your neighborhood State Farm agent, a call today. You'll be glad you did.